With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
No one is more dialed into the world of football than ESPN's Chris Mortensen. It's time for the Mort Report with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. It is time for our Mort Report with the Mort.
The Mort.
The Chris Mortensen. Yes. I shortened it to the Mort.
The Mort, which is...
Good morning, the Mort.
It's the Ben and the Woods. Good morning, Mort.
It's the Ben and the Woods.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I've been called a lot of things, including the Mort. But the Mort makes it sound like there's only one. I think I've told you before, my mom was called Mort.
Oh, is that right?
Really?
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
That's
Mort and Morty. Well, I think it's just you take the name, you know, it's Paul Civic, Celebic, and people just want to cut it down to Mort. That's fine.
Mort's
whatever. Great.
It's great.
My son is called Mort now. I mean, it's a tradition. It's passed down.
So Mort, we'll get to the AFC and NFC championship games in a second. Antonio Gates, I covered almost his whole career here in San Diego, announced his retirement earlier in the week. Will go down as one of the great tight ends, to be sure. I wonder, though, do you think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer? Just given, you know, he had the PED suspension in 2015, didn't win a Super Bowl ring. I went out on a limb and said the writers might make him wait a year or two because of that, and people just said, no way, I'm absolutely nuts. He's a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. What's your opinion on Antonio Gates' career?
It's a pet peeve of mine. There was no such thing as first ballot Hall of Famers in football, only in baseball. That only became popular in the last 5 years.
True.
So therefore, I mean, the classes are different. I mean, so I don't know if Antonio Gates is going to make it on the first ballot. Tell me who the class is going
to
be
point.
Here he comes out.
Yeah, 2023, I don't know.
He is a Hall of Fame player. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. First ballot is irrelevant. He is going to be a Hall of Famer. In fact, I've worked alongside and have friends who have been Hall of Famers, guys who were bitter about not being voted on their first ballot. A couple of receivers, one being Michael Irvin, one being Chris Carter. Both of them later, especially Michael, more or less, acknowledge how much he appreciated it being a few years down the line than right away when he became eligible. And you become eligible after 5 years once you are finished playing.
Right.
So he's a Hall of Famer, Antonio Gates. And no, writers are actually instructed. Now, the PED thing I don't think is included in the instructions. Unlike baseball, where you are to include integrity and a lot of different factors that have to do nothing with the game itself, that's factored into your baseball balloting, which is one reason why I can't believe that Dale Murphy of Atlanta is not a baseball Hall of Famer. But in football, there's nothing that happened off the field. Now, PED seems to be in the gray area, but it doesn't. Listen, as it pertains to Antonio, he's a Hall of Famer. It doesn't matter whether it's first ballot or the third year after he's eligible or fourth year after he's eligible. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree, too. And, you know, we do kick that around in here a lot more about just the differences in the Baseball Hall of Fame and the Football Hall of Fame. And it is interesting because, you know, any suspension ever for PEDs in baseball, it's like, nope, sorry. I mean, I know there are guys that cheated that are in the Hall of Fame. I know that.
Let me say, and Mort, I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. You make a great point. There are certain guys, though, who are going to come up, and it's just going to be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, when Tom Brady comes up,
no-brainer.
There's no way they're making him wait.
Peyton Manning is eligible next season. Do we have any doubt?
Nope, none at all.
None whatsoever.
Okay. So there is something to be said for the guys who are the unquestionable slam dunks versus definite Hall of Famers who, I mean, they have the limit. See, now baseball doesn't have a limit. They could vote, you know, 10 guys into a baseball Hall of Fame. If everyone got the votes that year, they could all make it. In football, you're always limited to the 7. Other than this year, where they have the expanded class for the 100th anniversary, at 13 guys officially announced yesterday.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite the class this year, Mort.
Yeah, I know the ceremonies are going to be different. It's not going to be, you're not going to have to listen to 20 people give speeches or on the Hall of Fame day. I forgot how that's working out. And they did it. And by the way, they did it with this to probably clean up some of the ledger from the past or oversight.
Yeah.
But even then, I there's going to be flaws, and you wonder about the discussions that took place. And it's not the normal panel that votes in the regular class of Hall of Famers. And you know, I was glad to see Paul Tagliabue in there and Steve Sabol. They're actually the contributors. I'm still baffled how a guy like Randy Gradishar of the Denver Broncos, the Orange Crush, one of the great defenses of all time, the best player on their team, not being elected in. But that's argument and debate always going to happen no matter how many you let in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're talking to the great Chris Mortensen here on Ben and Woods as we do every Thursday for our Mort Report. And Mort, you know, I know that the trendy picks right now, everyone's kind of leaning red. Everyone's going Chiefs, Niners in the Super Bowl. I have really enjoyed watching the the Titans do their thing in the playoffs. It's been pretty fun to watch them knock off those two teams. I think everybody was surprised when they beat New England, and then certainly Baltimore was my, you know, sexy pick to go to the Super Bowl. But watching them, are they out of magic, Mort? Can they pull this thing off at least one more time to get to the Super Bowl?
There's nothing magical about what they're doing.
They're grinding it out.
I mean, well. Also, take a look at when Ryan Tannehill came on board. Ryan Tannehill helped turn that team around. And the other thing is that this is a team, I think pretty much since John Robinson's been the general manager, there might have been some overlapping, that decided they were going to be built on in the trenches, physically, and the offensive line. I mean, Andy Reid's teams are 1-8 against the Titans. That goes back to the Eagles and the Chiefs. If you go back to all those Titan teams, from Jeff Fisher to Ken Wisenhunt, Mike Mularkey, and now Mike Vrabel, they all believe in power football, which is going to, you know, break you down eventually. So this team is a good football team. Tannehill changed how good they were, and Derrick Henry is doing exactly what he did at Alabama, which is, if you know, you can maybe tackle him at the line of scrimmage once in a while, but you keep giving that big guy the ball, at some point he gets to the second level and he's faster than you imagine, and so therefore, I don't think what they're doing is magical. I think what they're doing is real. And I think of all the teams, just as I felt like when New England blew that game to the Dolphins to end the regular season, it was like their worst nightmare. You know, because not only did they badly need a bye to heal up physically, they drew the Titans, which was the one team that probably could come in there as a wild card team and beat them because of the style of football they play. And Mike Vrabel and Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator, kind of having familiarity with the Patriots. And then this game against Baltimore, I thought Ravens would win a close game. But when we watched it, we said, okay, you know, the better team was the Titans. Andy Reid has seen the Titans come into Kansas City and beat them recently. And I like the Chiefs in this game because I think Mahomes will just be on his game. But nobody should be shocked if it's the Titans. They'll be disappointed if it's the Titans. Some people will be. But I think nobody that I know in football would be shocked if it came out Titans' way.
Meanwhile, Mort, in the NFC Championship game, I picked the Packers to go to the Super Bowl way at the beginning of the season, so I'm looking for reasons to pick the Packers. It's tough, though, considering how badly the 49ers beat them back in Week 12. I see that George Kittle missed practice yesterday with a sore ankle. I don't know how much of a concern that is. I mean, if it was game day, probably maybe would have gone, and they're just giving him a little rest. What are you hearing about this matchup, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, listen, if you pick the Packers, you're looking at those injuries, like George Kittle specifically. And, you know, he only caught 3 passes this last week. And obviously they still won the game against the Vikings because they're a good football team. We forget about that defensive front. I mean, how good it is. And, you know, it's funny because the two guys that we don't talk about much, DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead, those guys were actually picks by the previous general manager, Trent Baalke. They were both out of Oregon. They were back-to-back first-round picks in 2015 and 2016. They're 6'7" tall. They're really long. It's hard to see over those guys. But at the same time, you know, and then getting Quan Alexander back was big. I like the 49ers. I've liked, listen, there's been two games I've seen the Packers play, but the one Monday night game against the Vikings, and then last week I thought against Seattle, although that's very much a wounded Seattle team. You know, with Aaron Rodgers, and we see a Davante Adams, the two Smith brothers on defense on the outside, Za'Darius Smith, they're not brothers, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith on the outside edges, and then Aaron Jones, you know, good offensive lineman. Brian Bulaga is supposed to be back. You know, the Packers have a good football team, worthy of being there. And you would say, well, Aaron Rodgers versus Jimmy Garoppolo. It just goes to show you it's not all about the quarterback. So I do like the 49ers in this one, but nobody should be shocked if it's the Packers.
Finally, Mort, I don't think there's going to be much drama for the number one pick in the NFL draft the next 2 years. It's going to be Joe Burrow going to the Bengals this year. It's going to be Trevor Lawrence right. going to whoever is the number one pick next year.
Maybe the Bengals again.
I don't think so. My question to you
maybe
is...
Maybe the Bengals again.
And I know, you know, this is just more of a fan question. You're not into the draft quite yet. We still got the season going. But which of those two quarterbacks you think is going to have a bigger impact in the NFL in their career? Who's going to be the better NFL quarterback of the two, Burrow or Lawrence?
Well, the one that goes to the better franchise.
So Lawrence. Yeah, so Lawrence, yeah.
Well, we forget the Bengals did go to some Super Bowls. You know, when Boomer Esiason was there, they did have success.
That was a long time ago.
You know, and Andy Dalton took the Bengals to 7 playoff games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, they were 0-7, but I think Andy took them all of them. But you know, so here's what's interesting. Joe Burrow, I don't want to say came from nowhere, but he almost came from nowhere. Now, I watched LSU a lot last year. The season before, and you could see as the season went on, he was getting better. And that's without Joe Brady being the offensive coordinator.
Yep.
He was getting better, and you say, man, he's got a chance to be a player. And Trevor Lawrence has been a no-doubter all along. So, you know, show me who's around them. I like the fact, by the way, next year we all say Trevor Lawrence will be the first pick in the draft. I believe that to be true. But before this year started, were we saying Joe Burrow is the number one pick in the draft? That's absolute.
We were not.
Somebody occasionally comes out of nowhere, and you say, is that real? Actually, week after week, they prove it's real.
Mort, great stuff.
I didn't answer your question.
No, that's okay, but you gave some good thought on it, which I like, and I appreciate. He is the Mort, and there's a reason why there's the in front of his name. Mort, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, guys.
Thanks, ESPN's Chris Mortensen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.